Imagine sitting in a movie theater on Christmas Eve, your heart racing at 100 beats per minute, not from the film, but from sheer terror. Hours earlier, you discovered your payment processor was withholding $120,000 for 6 months, leaving you with just $1,000 to your name. This was Alex Hormozi's reality in 2016, broke, betrayed by a business partner, and facing what seemed like certain failure. Yet, within 12 months, he generated $3 million in profits. How? Through what he calls a grand slam offer, an offer so compelling that customers feel stupid saying no. This book has become a phenomenon among entrepreneurs, with business leaders from Gary Vaynerchuk to Grant Cardone praising its practical approach. Unlike theoretical business books, it delivers a framework that has helped thousands of entrepreneurs transform their pricing and offerings into profit machines across countless industries. As entrepreneurs, we're essentially professional gamblers, making daily bets with our money on labor, inventory, and marketing. The difference between us and casino patrons is that we can develop skills to become the house, shifting odds dramatically in our favor. While casinos maintain a slight edge across thousands of games, entrepreneurs can create enormous advantages through skill development and strategic positioning. This advantage compounds over time as we learn from each bet placed and refine our approach based on market feedback. The foundation of this advantage is what Hormozi calls the Grand Slam offer, a sophisticated combination of pricing, value, guarantees, and naming strategies that reliably converts advertising dollars into substantial profits. Like baseball's Grand Slam, it takes no more effort than striking out, but delivers exponentially greater results. The key elements include strategic price positioning, overwhelming value proposition, risk reversal guarantees, and compelling offer articulation that speaks directly to customer pain points. For example, instead of offering business consulting, you might offer a 90-day revenue doubling blueprint with money-back guarantee.
Creating such offers requires practice with countless variables: stance, vision, prediction, timing, much like hitting a major league fastball. You must master market research, customer psychology, pricing psychology, and value demonstration. With enough practice, you can transform the unpredictable world of customer acquisition into consistent success. Great marketers, like great hitters, have numerous failures behind their victories, often testing dozens of offers before finding their winning combination. This mindset shift is crucial for long-term success. We must learn through failure, acting boldly despite knowing we'll be wrong frequently, always seeking that perfect connection that delivers the big payoff. The most successful entrepreneurs aren't those who never fail. They're those who fail quickly, learn rapidly, and keep swinging until they connect with their market in a meaningful way. They understand that each failed attempt provides valuable data about customer preferences, price sensitivity, and market dynamics.
The key is to approach entrepreneurship with a scientific mindset, treating each business decision as an experiment. Track metrics religiously, analyze patterns in customer behavior, and continuously refine your approach based on real-world results. Successful entrepreneurs often maintain detailed records of their tests, noting which combinations of offers, pricing, and messaging produce the best results. This systematic approach transforms gambling into calculated risk-taking, where each bet is informed by previous experience and data-driven insights. Remember that even the most successful offers eventually need refreshing as markets evolve and competition increases. Stay vigilant in testing new variations and be prepared to pivot when market conditions change. The goal isn't to find one perfect offer, but to develop the skill of consistently creating compelling offers that resonate with your target market.
Most entrepreneurs face two fundamental problems: not enough clients and not enough profit. These challenges create a frustrating cycle. Acquiring more clients requires money from already thin profit margins, while price competition drives margins even lower. The typical entrepreneur unknowingly buys themselves a job, working 100-plus hours weekly to avoid working 40, following business models designed for funded companies that can operate at a loss. This pattern is particularly evident in service-based businesses, consulting firms, and retail operations, where owners often find themselves trapped in day-to-day operations rather than building scalable systems. The cycle becomes self-perpetuating. Businesses cut prices to attract customers, reducing margins that could fund marketing and growth. They then work harder to serve more customers at lower prices, leading to burnout and diminished service quality. This downward spiral affects businesses across sectors, from local restaurants competing with chains to professional services firms battling offshore competition.
This book addresses both problems through a framework that works across all industries by transforming how you structure and present your offers. The solution begins with understanding that most businesses become commoditized when customers view your offering as interchangeable with competitors, forcing you into price-based competition with razor-thin margins. For example, a web designer competing solely on price against thousands of online freelancers, or a local gym trying to match corporate chain membership rates. A Grand Slam offer solves this by creating a unique, incomparable offering that customers evaluate on value rather than price. This dramatically improves response rates and conversion rates while allowing premium pricing. The transformation is remarkable. Instead of competing in a crowded marketplace, you sell in a category of one. Consider a personal trainer who packages fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle coaching into a comprehensive transformation program, or a bookkeeper who combines traditional services with strategic financial planning and tax optimization.
Consider these business fundamentals: gross profit, revenue minus direct costs of servicing additional customers, lifetime value, gross profit accrued over a customer's entire relationship, and the critical distinction between value-driven purchases, based on perceived value, versus price-driven purchases, commoditized, raised to the bottom. Understanding these concepts is essential for implementing the strategies that follow. For instance, a software company might lose money on initial customer acquisition, but profit significantly through recurring subscription revenue, while a luxury brand can command premium prices by focusing on the unique value they deliver rather than competing on cost. The key to breaking free from the commodity trap lies in understanding your true market position and systematically building unique value propositions that transcend price comparison. This might involve combining services in novel ways, creating proprietary systems, or developing specialized expertise that sets you apart from conventional competitors.
The market you choose matters more than your skills or offer quality. Even with mediocre business skills and a terrible offer, you can make money if there's overwhelming demand, like selling toilet paper during COVID-19 for $100 per roll. Conversely, exceptional skills and offerings will fail in declining markets with no demand. When selecting a market, look for four key indicators. Massive pain. Prospects must desperately need your solution, not just want it. Purchasing power. Your audience must be able to afford your services. Easy to target. Your ideal customers should be gathered somewhere accessible. Growing. Expanding markets provide tailwind while declining ones create constant resistance. The best markets typically address fundamental human needs in health, wealth, or relationships, with specific sub-niches that meet all four criteria. The hierarchy of business success follows this order: starving crowd, market, offer strength, persuasion skills. A great rating in a higher priority element overpowers weaknesses in lower ones. Even with poor offers and persuasion, you'll succeed in a great market. Most readers have normal markets, but can thrive with Grand Slam offers even with weak persuasion skills.
Once you select a market, commit until you figure it out. Niche hopping forces you to restart from scratch each time. You'll inevitably fail until you succeed, but you'll fail far longer if you keep changing your target market. And remember, niching down dramatically increases your earning potential. For businesses under 10 million annually, 99.6% of readers, serving fewer clients more narrowly almost always makes more money.
Most business owners don't compete on price or value. They simply look at the marketplace, see what everyone offers, take the average, and price slightly below to remain competitive. The irony is they're copying competitors who are often broke. This approach leads to market inefficiency, where everyone provides slightly more for slightly less until no one makes meaningful profit.
Instead of aiming to get the most customers, focus on making the most money. There's no strategic benefit to being the second lowest priced player in your marketplace. Premium pricing is not just smart business, but moral, as it enables you to provide maximum value. When you decrease your price, you create a downward spiral. Customers become less emotionally invested, perceive less value, achieve poorer results, and you attract the worst clients while destroying your margins. Conversely, raising prices creates a virtuous cycle. Increased client investment and perceived value, better client results, attracting better clients who are easier to satisfy, and multiplied margins that allow you to invest in systems, people, and customer experience. Research shows that higher prices literally increase perceived value. In blind wine taste tests, people rated the same wine much higher when told it was expensive. The goal is to price so much higher that consumers think, this must be entirely different, creating a category of one where you become a monopoly.
After personally turning around 33 gyms in 18 months, Hormozi shifted from a done-for-you to a done-with-you model. While competitors charged $500 a month, or at most $5,000, he entered at $16,000 for a 16-week intensive, three times the highest competitor, then upsold 35% into $42,000 per year agreements. This worked despite the average gym owner making just $35,280 a year, because his conviction outweighed their skepticism. The key takeaway: charge a premium price that allows you to deliver exceptional value. Despite charging far more than competitors, Hormozi's clients still got a tremendous deal because the gap between price and value remained massive.
Creating offers that deliver exceptional value while commanding premium prices follows a specific formula, the value equation. This equation has four components: two to increase, dream outcome and perceived likelihood of achievement, and two to decrease, time delay and effort and sacrifice. The equation is structured as value equals dream outcome times perceived likelihood of achievement divided by time delay times effort and sacrifice. While beginners focus on making bigger claims, top of the equation, elite companies like Apple, Amazon, and Netflix focus on reducing the bottom elements, making experiences immediate and effortless. The equation is structured as a division formula because if the bottom approaches zero, the value becomes infinite. Let's examine each component. Dream outcome. This represents the gap between a prospect's current reality and their deepest desires. Rather than creating desires, businesses should channel existing desires through their offers. These fundamental human wants include being perceived as beautiful, respected, powerful, loved, and increasing social status. Perceived likelihood of achievement. People pay for certainty, how likely they believe they'll achieve their desired result. Increasing a prospect's conviction that an offer will work for them enhances its value, even when the work remains unchanged for the provider.
Time delay, the gap between purchase and receiving benefits. The shorter this gap, the more valuable your offering becomes. Creating early emotional wins is crucial. People who experience early victories are scientifically proven to continue longer. This explains why someone might pay $25,000 for immediate liposuction results rather than $100 a month for a boot camp. Effort and sacrifice. This represents all ancillary costs, both tangible and intangible, that clients must endure to achieve results. Done-for-you services almost always command premium prices over do-it-yourself options because they dramatically reduce customer effort. These four components work in combination, not isolation. Consider meditation versus Xanax, both promising relaxation and decreased anxiety. While meditation scores high on dream outcome, it rates poorly on perceived likelihood, time delay, and effort required. Meanwhile, Xanax scores well across all components, explaining why it's a multi-billion-dollar product, while meditation businesses rarely reach that scale.
Creating a Grand Slam offer begins with shifting from convergent thinking, finding a single right answer, to divergent thinking, finding multiple solutions to a single problem. This creative approach allows you to combine elements in unique ways to provide maximum value to customers. The five-step process works like this. Step 1. Identify dream outcome. Instead of selling features or methods, focus on what customers truly want. For example, rather than selling gym memberships, sell lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks. This approach sells the destination, weight loss, rather than the journey, gym membership. Step 2. List problems. To create a compelling offer, list all obstacles customers face during and after using your product. Think chronologically and in extreme detail about each friction point. For weight loss, these include challenges with buying healthy food, cooking healthy meals, eating healthy food, and exercising regularly. These problems typically fall into 4 categories aligned with the value drivers: financial worth concerns, doubts about personal success, perceived difficulty/effort, and time constraints. Step 3. Solutions list. Transform each problem into a solution by asking, what would I need to show someone to solve this problem? And reversing each obstacle into solution-oriented language. For example, buying healthy food is hard and confusing becomes how to make buying healthy food easy and enjoyable. This process creates a comprehensive checklist of what your offer must address. Step 4. Create solutions delivery vehicles. For each problem identified, brainstorm every possible delivery method to solve it. Think creatively about what would make your offer so compelling that prospects would say, "All that? Seriously? Yes, I'm in." Consider variables like level of personal attention, one-on-one, small group, one-to-many, customer effort level, DIY, do with you, done for you, delivery medium, in-person, phone, email, text, video, and content format, audio, video, written. Step 5. Trim and stack. After evaluating solutions based on cost versus value, focus on retaining low-cost, high-value, and worthwhile high-cost, high-value items. The ideal solution type is one-to-many delivery vehicles that provide significant value with minimal ongoing cost. The final high-value deliverable combines all your solutions into comprehensive bundles that solve all perceived problems, create conviction in your offering's uniqueness, and make your service impossible to compare with competitors. Following this process transforms basic services into valuable bundles. For example, a simple gym membership becomes a comprehensive package, including a foolproof bargain grocery system, $1,000 value, ready in 5-minute busy parent cooking guide, $600 value, personalized meal plans, $500 value, and specialized workout programs, elevating a $99 a month membership to a $4,351 value offering sold for $599.
Once you've created a valuable offer, you can enhance its appeal through psychological levers that drive immediate action. All marketing exists to influence the supply-demand curve. Increasing demand while decreasing perceived supply creates the perfect profit combination. Scarcity taps into our psychological fear of loss, which is stronger than desire for gain. 3 effective types of scarcity include limited seats or slots, limited supply of bonuses, and never available again offers. For services, consider implementing a total business cap, limiting total client capacity, growth rate cap, accepting only X clients per week, or cohort cap, limiting clients per class or cohort. The most ethical approach is honest scarcity, simply being transparent about your actual capacity limits. While scarcity is about quantity, urgency is about time limitations. 4 ethical ways to create urgency include cohort-based rolling urgency, starting clients on a regular schedule, creating natural deadlines, rolling seasonal urgency, creating themed promotions with genuine deadlines throughout the year, promotional or pricing urgency, using limited-time pricing or bonuses to create decision pressure, exploding opportunity, leveraging situations where delaying means missing disproportionate gains.
Bonuses increase the price-to-value discrepancy without cutting the core price. Focus on items that took effort to create but are easy to use: checklists, tools, swipe files, scripts, and templates. Record every workshop, webinar, event, and interview to build a library of potential bonuses.
For maximum impact, proactively negotiate group discounts with adjacent businesses that solve needs your customers will have. The single greatest objection for any product or service is risk, the fear it won't deliver promised results. Reversing risk through guarantees can dramatically increase an offer's appeal, with some marketers seeing 2 to 4x higher conversions simply by improving their guarantee quality. The four types of guarantees include unconditional, strongest, essentially a try before you commit model, conditional, with specific terms, anti-guarantees, explicitly stating all sales are final, and implied guarantees, performance-based compensation. For maximum impact, guarantees should include a clear conditional statement. If you don't get X result in Y time period, we will Z.
Like a tree falling in a forest with no one to hear it, a grand slam offer won't make money if no one discovers it. Proper naming ensures prospects take action upon hearing about your offer. Over time, offers fatigue, especially in local markets where reaching the entire population is relatively inexpensive. The solution isn't changing the actual offer, but refreshing its wrapping paper. The MAGIC formula provides a framework for naming offers that convert. M, make a magnetic reason why. Free, 88% off, grand opening, anniversary. A, announce your avatar. B, cave dentists, rolling hills moms, salon owners. G, give them a goal. Pain free, celebrity smile, double your profit. I, indicate a time interval. 21 day, 6 week, 3 month. C, complete with a container word. Challenge, blueprint, bootcamp, system. Not all components are mandatory. Typically use 3 to 5 elements to balance brevity with specificity. For extra stickiness, consider rhyming, six-pack fast track, or alliteration, make money masterclass. When marketing performance declines, follow this order of changes to maintain consistent lead flow. Change the creative, images or pictures in ads. Change the body copy in ads. Change the headline or wrapper of your offer. Change the duration of your offer. Change the enhancer, free or discount component. Change the monetization structure.
This framework works because typically only the first few items need changing repeatedly without touching the bottom of the list. When ads fatigue, you don't overhaul your entire business. You simply refresh elements in sequence until performance improves.
The journey to your first $100,000 represents a critical psychological milestone that transforms fear into security. This amount represents enough runway to survive for an extended period without additional income, creating a sense of security that even tens of millions later may never feel as significant. For many entrepreneurs, this threshold marks the transition from constant anxiety about business survival to strategic thinking about growth and scale. By implementing the strategies in this book, you now have the foundation to reach this milestone through 11 key principles.
Avoiding commodity status by developing unique positioning and specialized expertise that sets you apart from generalists. Selecting growing markets and profitable niches by identifying underserved segments with high willingness to pay. Charging premium prices that reflect your unique value proposition and attract quality clients. Leveraging the four core value drivers: speed, convenience, expertise, and results. Creating value offers through a five-step process that aligns with customer needs and pain points. Value stacking for profitability by combining complementary services and products. Using scarcity to shift demand through limited availability, exclusive access, or time-bound offers. Employing urgency to lower buying thresholds with genuine deadlines and compelling reasons to act now. Strategic bonus deployment that enhances perceived value without diminishing core offering. Risk reversal through guarantees that build trust and remove purchasing barriers. Avatar resonant naming that speaks directly to your ideal customer's desires and aspirations. This foundation, creating a valuable, high-margin, decommoditized Grand Slam offer, should be enough to reach your first $100,000 and beyond. The power of this approach is that it works across industries and business models, providing a framework that can be adapted to your specific circumstances. Whether you're a service provider, product creator, or consultant, these principles remain equally effective.
Remember that creating a new offer is one of the easiest yet most impactful changes you can make in your business.
It doesn't require hiring staff, developing new skills, or investing in expensive systems. Just thoughtful application of these principles to transform how you package and present what you already do. For example, a graphic designer might transform their logo design service into a 7-day brand identity system that commands 3 to 5 times higher prices through strategic packaging and positioning. When done correctly, a Grand Slam offer becomes the foundation upon which you can build a thriving, profitable business that stands apart from competitors and commands premium prices in any market. Success stories across industries demonstrate this, from coaches who've gone from charging $100 an hour to $25,000 for comprehensive programs, to consultants who've packaged their expertise into high-ticket group programs that generate consistent 6-figure launches. The key is to start implementing these strategies immediately, testing and refining your offer until you find the optimal combination that resonates with your market. Many entrepreneurs find that their first successful Grand Slam offer becomes a template they can replicate and scale across different market segments or adapt for new products and services.